footprints in the snow.
The sun slipped down behind the great fir trees, and the little mill stopped its busy hum for the day. Vida's father had recently bought the sawmill from the lawyer who had charge of the property, and Vida could spend all day long exploring the great woods and getting acquainted with the beautiful birds and chipmunks. She had no brothers or sisters, but she did have Rover the collie. Rover had come to them with the mill, for his little master could not take him when he went away to the orphanage. Vida had promised to take good care of Rover. The dog knew the whole country. Vida had only to say, "Let's go home, Rover," and Rover would lead the way, no matter how far they had strayed. Mother soon learned that he was a safe guide and companion for her girl.
"Mother," said Vida, coming in one day after a long tramp, "there's someone in the woods. I've heard him several times lately, but I can never see him. He must be hiding, and Rover sniffs around so excitedly sometimes that he must know there's a stranger in the woods."
"Oh, I don't think there's anyone there," Mother said, in a lighter tone than she really felt. "But perhaps you'd better stay closer in, as there might be a bear lurking about." The next day Vida went again into the woods, but soon returned alone.
"Mother," she said, rather frightened, "there is someone in the woods. Rover went sniffing around, and finally he started off on a run, and I cannot find him. It was near the old cabin that he began to sniff at the trail."
"It must be an animal, perhaps a bear," said Father. "I'll have to go on a hunt, and meanwhile you stay close to the house. Bears are bad things when they get hungry."
The next morning Father started out. There had been a light snow during the night, and he went very early, hoping to find tracks before the snow melted. Vida spent a long, lonesome day without Father or Rover. Finally, as it was growing dark, Father arrived, but with no bear.
"Didn't you even find tracks?" asked Vida.
She could not understand her father's quietness. Usually he was eager to explain a hunt to her, but tonight he seemed reluctant even to answer her questions.
"Didn't you even find a track, Daddy?" she repeated.
"Yes, I found tracks," he answered.
"Well, what were they?" asked Mother eagerly.
"Little bare feet and dog tracks."
"Little bare feet?" gasped Mother.
"Tracked them all day," he said. "Once I heard Rover bark, but that was as near as I ever came. Whoever it is, he knows the woods." Then he exclaimed as he dropped on the couch, "I'm tired out."
"But there are no children around here since Mr. Benson died, and the boy was sent away to the orphanage in the city," Mother said.
"Perhaps we should get the neighbors and start a hunt."
Suddenly there was a familiar scratching at the door. Vida ran to open it, and in rushed Rover. He ran quickly to Father and began tugging at his coat and barking.
"Oh, Daddy, he wants you to go somewhere," Vida exclaimed. "That's the way he does."
In spite of his weariness, Daddy put on his hat and coat, lighted the lantern, and went out into the dark woods. Rover bounded out, barking excitedly. After a long time, Rover scratched at the door again. Vida ran and opened it, and there was Father, carrying in his arms the sleeping form of a boy.
"Why, it's the Benson's boy," said Mother.
"I found him in the cabin," Father answered. "Rover led me there. He seems to be completely exhausted."
After a while, when the boy was able to talk, he answered their questions.
"I couldn't stand it there in the orphanage," he said. "I was so worried about Rover that I couldn't sleep. There were no woods or rivers, and the sun set behind tall buildings instead of behind fir trees as it should. The birds didn't seem to sing, and I didn't have any crumbs to feed them, and I had to stay inside a big wall."
Vida's parents felt sorry for the lad. Since he had been reared in the country, the strangeness of the city had been so bewildering that he had failed to appreciate the kind treatment that had been given him by the men and women who operated the home.
"But did you walk all the way out here?" asked Vida's mother.
"Oh, yes. That was nothing. I was coming home to my woods and mountains, to hear the buzz of the mill and to see the big trees fall, to feed the birds and the chipmunks and to see Rover. I don't like the city, so I came back to live with you. But after I got here, I was afraid that maybe you wouldn't want me, so I stayed out in the woods."
He looked longingly at Mother and Father.
"I could work in the mill and help you lots."
Mother and Father exchanged looks, and Vida waited almost breathless.
"I reckon I'd be glad to have a son," Father spoke finally. "And Vida needs a brother. So I think the Lord has sent her one at last."
Vida now had a brother to teach her all the secrets of the woods, and she could have no better teacher than one who knew and loved them so well that he could not live without them.